don't know what it was. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. The remnants of an unidentified object shot down yesterday off the coast of Alaska are being recovered by U.S. forces.
This object has been described as roughly the size of a small car, much smaller than the suspected Chinese spy balloon, which, of course, the Air Force downed last Saturday. Here's what we do know. Yes, it was downed off the Alaska coast. It had been seen flying at approximately 40,000 feet.
Fox's Kevin Cork, it's unclear where the object came from. Search efforts off the coast of South Carolina for that suspected Chinese spy balloon are suspended for the weekend because of rough seas. Republicans continue to question why it was allowed to cross the entire country before being shot down.
Biden says it's no big deal, but yet it not only hovered over our ICBM site, it hovered over a stealth bomber base and over the command and control center for our entire nuclear arsenal.
Congressman Michael Waltz, China has accused the U.S. of hyping up the balloon for political purposes. A Minnesota high school student is under arrest, accused of fatally stabbing another student. Harding High School in St. Paul was locked down yesterday. The motive behind the attack on a 15-year-old boy has not been revealed. A Chicago teenager is facing charges in connection with a deadly shooting at a high school late last year.
The alleged shooter's name has not been released because of his age, but he is facing 11 counts, including two counts of felony murder, and he will be tried for those as an adult.
Reporter Casey Cronus with Fox 32, a motive hasn't been determined. Police say security patrols at schools have been increased. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Senator John Fetterman spent the night in his own bed. He was discharged yesterday from a hospital in Washington, D.C. The Pennsylvania Democrat, who suffered a stroke in May, was admitted on Wednesday after feeling lightheaded. A second stroke was ruled out after a series of tests. A sit-down at the White House between President Biden and his Brazilian counterpart.
Our strong ties between our people make Brazil and the United States, especially here and the big global challenges, they put us on the same page, particularly, especially the climate crisis.
Talks between the two leaders also focused on threats to democracy. Last month, anti-government protesters stormed government buildings in Brazil's capital. President Biden will be traveling overseas later this month.
The president will visit Poland February 20th to the 22nd, ahead of the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says President Biden will meet with the Polish president and other leaders of the Bucharest Nine, a group of nations making up NATO's eastern flank.
Addressing how the United States has rallied the world to support the people of Ukraine as they defend their freedom and democracy.
The president has pledged to stand with Ukraine for as long as it takes. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Competition for a California Senate seat appears to be heating up. Democratic Congresswoman Barbara Lee is expected to announce later this month she's running for the seat long held by Democrat Dianne Feinstein. Representatives Adam Schiff and Katie Porter have already announced their intentions to run for that seat. Feinstein, who's 89 years old, hasn't said whether or not she plans to run for re-election next year. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.